Hi, my name is Mona, and I am a sex and love addict. Hi. Thank you, Micheline, for asking me to speak. This meeting used to be one of my home meetings for the first couple of years that I was in this program. So it's nice to be back here. Oh gosh, that's distracting. Can you take that off? Sorry. Yeah, I don't want to see how much time I have left.
Is it on now?
No.
Okay.
Maybe I can just cover it up with something. Okay, there we go. I first came to this program 10 years ago next month. And when I heard people share about anorexia, I was pretty sure that I did not have that. I was someone who was always in a relationship, and I came here because of acting out behavior. I was trying to 12th step somebody from Al-Anon into SLA, and she wanted to go to a meeting, and the Sunday night anorexia meeting was the only one that she could make it to. And so I was like, oh, I don't want to go to that. But I went with her, and she didn't relate at all. And I was absolutely blown away. I couldn't believe that there was a name for this, this thing that I thought was just me. I thought I was the only person in the world, and I was just, broken, and, nobody could possibly understand. And I found out there was a name for it, and there was a room full of other people who related, and who had a solution. And it was a long process of sort of unpacking my anorexia. I identify as socially anorexic and emotionally anorexic. And basically, I realized eventually that I had been using relationships sort of to like mask my anorexia, because I was so afraid of just existing in the world. I felt so unworthy, that I thought, not consciously, but like what I was doing was like attaching myself to another person. And then that person was sort of like the shield that I hid behind to go through the world. And like that person would vouch for me and say, oh no, she's with me, it's okay, let her in, you know, in my mind, like I deserve to be here if this person has like brought me here. So when I came into SLA and I had to take a break from dating and relationships, I realized how small my life was, how completely isolated I was without men. And it was terrifying. It was a really dark time going through my withdrawal. And once I had given up all of my guy friends, quote unquote, I didn't have any friends, it turned out. But I was so grateful for this meeting and the Sunday night anorexia meeting. Because like I said, there were people who felt the same way that I did and who got it. I remember specifically this Tuesday night meeting, coming to this meeting, the first Christmas that I was in SLA, I went to a Christmas party for an organization that I was volunteering with, and I was terrified to go to this Christmas party. And I remember making an outreach call from the parking lot and a fellow telling me just like, go for 5 minutes. And if you hate it after 5 minutes, you can leave. And so I was like, okay, I can do that. And I stayed there for exactly 5 minutes, and I talked to exactly zero people, and I left. And I went to this meeting immediately afterwards. It was on a Tuesday night. And I was just so full of shame. Like, it just seemed like something that's so easy for other people, and I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't force myself to connect with people. And I had been trying my whole life. Like, I'd read all the books and I had been in therapy, and, you know, even in my other 12-step program, like, you know, I'm trying to take contrary action, and just, you know, I really, this in SLA, they define anorexia as the compulsive avoidance of intimacy. And for me, it really was compulsive. Like, I was powerless over my avoidance. I could not change it by myself. So I came in this program, and, you know, I set bottom lines, which were mostly around acting out. I set top lines, which had a lot more to do with, you know, recovering from anorexia. And, you know, sometimes I was able to do them and sometimes I wasn't. And that just had to be, like, good enough, you know. And meanwhile, I got a sponsor and I started working the steps. And so coming to believe in a power greater than myself is a huge part of recovering from anorexia. Like, I needed to be able to turn this addiction, the anorexia addiction, along with, you know, the acting out addiction, over to the care of my higher power. Because clearly I couldn't do anything about it by myself. So I did that, and I didn't, like, stop trying to change it, but I sort of just, like, eased up, you know, like, okay, I'm not going to change it by myself. I'm not going to force myself to not be anorexic. So I'm just going to do my best, you know, and I kind of started to, like, take it easy on myself, and just practice having faith and practice trusting that if I just kept coming back and I just kept doing the work and being of service, working the steps, sharing in meetings, that eventually something would change. And man, it felt like it took forever for anything to change. It felt like everyone around me was getting better and I was not. And I was joking on another meeting that my recovery was what happened while I was busy complaining that it wasn't working. And that's really what it felt like. Like, I'm just so convinced it's not working. And then it would surprise me, you know, like, I'd be driving home from a party or an event, and all of a sudden it would hit me that, like, I didn't have any fear that night. You know, like, I felt comfortable. Thank you. I felt comfortable in my own skin. And it's like, I didn't even recognize it while it was happening. It wouldn't be until I was driving home. And it would shock me every time. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I just like walked through this, what normally would have been a terrifying, really challenging situation, fairly easily. And that's why I say, like, I couldn't change it by myself. Like, higher power did it for me. Honestly, like, I did not do it. It just changed. I just came and did the work, and it just changed. And it's still a work in progress. I still feel like I have a lot of growth to do, in the area of social and emotional anorexia. I mean, but, like, my life has changed night and day. I mean, unrecognizable from what it was like when I first came in here. Like, I am no longer isolated. I do have friends. I do have a support community. I do have people that I share with, you know, on a really deep, intimate level. I'm in a healthy relationship, with emotional intimacy for the first time in my life. I thought I knew what it was. Turns out I had no idea. And there's, you know, there's always more work to be done. I'm not done, and maybe I never will be. And, you know, the biggest journey for me right now is just about self-acceptance and, like, accepting, you know, I think I thought that anorexia recovery would cure me from being an introvert. But being an introvert is not the same thing as being anorexic. Like, I think of anorexia as compulsive, and for me, it's really painful. It's like, I don't want to be doing it, but I can't stop. Whereas being an introvert, like, feels good. You know, like I enjoy my own company. You know, I like doing things alone. And if it's not a compulsion, then it's okay. And so I'm, you know, I'm working on learning to accept that part of myself and that being alone isn't necessarily anorexia. So that's where I'm at today. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Mom.